I forgive my dad for this now, but he showed me how to, like, shoot up. He didn't do it to me. He did it to himself. And he was like, you're doomed for this lifestyle anyway because it's in your veins. So I'm just going to show you how to do it so you don't do it wrong. And I was 7. And him and my uncle sat in the room and they had candles lit. Like, I remember it, like, real vividly. And then they both did it. And my uncle went right on the bed. He fell out. And I was like, oh, no, he died. And my dad was like, he's fine. My name is Gina Albader. I was born and raised in South Philly, and both of my parents were addicts. Wait, let me see. I never thought my calling would be in recovery, singing to other addicts, and it seems like it's the only thing that's working. Like, I would try like crazy things to get discovered, like. I used to have karaoke machines, and I would tape myself harmonizing with myself, and then tape it over, and then harmonize with that, and have like a doo-wop band with my own voice. Boom, 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 doo, doo, and then I'd have me going. Hands are shaking. I've got cold sweat. I went to Kappa, and on Boys to Men was they were seniors when I was a freshman, and we were all in the same choir, so I'd be like. They were so happy that they were signed that I guess it didn't. They were, I don't care about you, girl, you know. I got accepted to Berklee College of Music. And drugs did nothing but mess up everything. 13, I started using, like, pot and liquor and pills. 21 was when I picked up heroin. Drugs were horrible. And I can't get a good job. In like a law firm or in like a big business place because of my record.
Hello, welcome to Jersey Street Pizza. How can I help you?
We're open until 4 in the morning and all the clubs let out 2 o'clock and 3:30. So we feed all the clubbers and I found a bag of Coke on the floor last week. Just sitting on the floor, I'm sweeping the floor and I picked it up and I'm like, hey guys, can someone get this out of my hand? And the guy, Paul, came over and he grabbed it and he said, oh, dear God. He's like, you know, and he flushed it and he just made sure it was like out of sight. And you're just like, geez, man, can I just get one moment? And it's just, it's everywhere. On November 30th, I'll have 2 years again, so.
Is recovery alive and well in here in the city of Philadelphia?
Just wanting to do what I love to do. To be able to be happy every day when I wake up because I know I'm going to sing somewhere. You know, the recovery idol thing is, I could do that forever, like once a month. I'd be happy with that.
There's a hero. If you look inside of your heart.
As soon as I start singing, it's like you're in like a bubble and there could be like nuclear bombs going off. And nobody could penetrate that bubble. It's an impenetrable joy.
If you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away. And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry. Thank you.